Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, natural bodybuilding figure and bikini fans? This is Mike Newman here, bringing a show your way. We've got a lot of big things going on. In 4 weeks, we have the INBA, PNBA, Natural Olympia. It's the most highly anticipated show of the year. I will be there. It's going to be in Las Vegas at Bally's. And Denny and Diana always put on great shows. They always have the best venues, the best locations. They got quality competitors. And it's going to be the most highly competitive show that I've ever been to all year long. We're going to talk about that a little bit later on tonight. But first, I got to give a big shout-out to our sponsors, Nutristat. Without Nutristat, we wouldn't be prime time. I've been doing this podcast now for 5 years. I know the podcasts have not been coming quite as consistently this year because I've been busy with a new gym that I just opened up about a year ago. But whenever there's big news in the sport of natural bodybuilding, figure, and bikini, I will be there to bring it your way. And that's why we're here live right now, because we've got a lot of big news going on, and we got to talk about it. So good, big thanks to Nutristat. Nutristat.com is the place to go. And if you're a listener of the show, go ahead and put in code 30 for a big discount. If you haven't heard of Nutristat products yet, you'll be hearing about them real quick. They've been around for a couple of years now, and this company just keeps getting bigger and better, and you're going to start seeing them at shows near you. But they got some quality products, and you can read all about them at Nutristat.com. So check it out and use code 30 for that discount. And another big show this year was DFAC Minnesota Mayhem. So I want to talk to you guys about that real quick. The results of that took place, and quality show. Leif Anderson put on the biggest and best display from a first-time natural bodybuilding promoter that I've ever seen. And I've been to close to 100 shows. I mean, I cover typically 15 to 20 shows a year. And not only did he do good for a first-time promoter, he did great for just a promoter in general. I've never seen a show so well organized and put together like I did at the DFAC Minnesota Mayhem. And that just took place recently, a couple of weeks ago. So the results went a little something like this. Pro figure, a girl by the name of Tanya Youngblood Williams, took first place. There was a $3,000 prize package along with the crystal hammer that she got, along with running a great quality show, and it was very organized. These are some of the best awards I've ever seen handed out as well. He had some Niels Anderson awards, just like most shows do, but the pro figure winner got a crystal hammer. And the winners of all the pro classes also got Cardillo belts, which I thought was really cool. You can't go wrong with Cardillo. And Nicole Weeks-Boyers came out of nowhere, and she took second place in pro figure. It's always good to see Nicole on stage. Anytime Nicole competes in a pro figure competition, you know it's going to be a high-quality show, and she always makes the show more competitive and more fun just to be around. Mara Winters took home third place, $500, plus she got the Female Best Posing Award. And there were a couple other girls in there of name. I mean, Loretta Ward placed outside of the top five. I think you're going to be seeing her at the Natural Olympia in Las Vegas. So if somebody like Loretta Ward can place outside of the top five, then you know it's a highly competitive show because she looked like she could have belonged a little bit higher, but it was such a competitive show. She landed right outside the top five in sixth place. I also got to meet Delight Curtis for the first time. I always see Delight Curtis on Facebook, never get to see her in person. She's a fellow Team Wilson athlete. So Delight Curtis found herself in seventh place. But nonetheless, if you want to look your best for your next show, you just got to go to TeamWilsonBB.com. So check it out. Good meeting you, Delight Curtis. In the pro men's bodybuilding, this could have went a lot of different directions. The judging across the board, it can vary from organization to organization. And, you know, every organization's got their own standards and guidelines, but it was pretty consistent along the board. All the judges pretty much agreed that Ray Clark should have been the first place winner of this one. I think everybody in the audience agreed on that one as well. I mean, right when these guys took the stage in the pre-judging, before the symmetry posing round was over with, Ray Clark had this show in the bag. I'm pretty sure he got ones all the way across the board. Nobody came close to this guy. He's from Florida, and any show that Ray Clark decides to compete in, he's going to be right there at the top. I mean, Ray Clark can compete with the best. I don't care if you're Martin Daniels, you can be Meshach, Cleveland Thomas, you can be an Australian like Michael Waddington or Justin Figuera. If Ray Clark is on stage with you, he's going to be right there competing with you neck and neck. Ray Clark is one to look for at future shows. He took home first place, $3,000, and he also took I don't know how you pronounce it, but he took some kind of big hammer home, too, for an award. Marcel Roberts, I got to see this kid come up through the amateur ranks. I've seen him miss his pro card a couple of times a few years back, But nonetheless, he ended up getting his pro card at the Great Northern. And I'm not sure if this was pro debut or not, but when Marcel Roberts stepped on stage, he knew he was going to be in the top five somewhere. It was just a matter of where. But on this date, the judges had Marcel Roberts landing in second place, and Marcel was very happy with a $1,500 check in second place in a class like this, because there were some top competitors in this one. Some of the better bodybuilders out there were actually in this show. Philip Scipio, he was a little surprised to place in third. He's one of the smaller guys in the class, but he had good symmetry from top to back, top to bottom, front to back. He had the symmetry and the package that the judges were looking for, and it was good enough to take him up in third place. I didn't have him quite that high, but I wasn't a judge myself. I was sitting in the front row and center, and Philip looked great and all, but needs more mass if he's going to keep going in the pro division in other organizations. But in the DFAC, for what they're looking for in their guidelines, Philip Scipio found himself in third place and $500. Another guy that they really like, Chris Salgado. When I first seen him getting the call-out, he was in the first call-out. At first, I didn't really understand what the judges were looking for. I'm like, how did Chris Salgado end up in the first call-out? But as the prejudging went on, and as he posed more and more, Chris Salgado started getting better as prejudging went on, and then I started to take notice as to why he was in the top five. But in the end, at the end of the night show, Chris Salgado found himself in fifth place. One of the better bodybuilders in the natural bodybuilding world over the years is Rico Browning. This guy was going to be a tough contender and a top contender to begin with. And you knew when you see Rico Browning's name on the roster, he was going to be one of the guys to beat. However, I think his posing held him back a little bit. I mean, I've seen Rico Browning lose against Terry Starks at Keith Hunter's show a while back, and he lost that show because of his posing. And I've told you fans before that even though you get the best physique, having the best physique doesn't matter. Just because you have the best physique backstage and even on stage, that's not always going to win you the show. I've seen shows won and lost all because of posing, and posing is why Rico Browning found himself outside of the top five. He bends his knees too much. He bends his elbows too much. He could have placed higher, and, you know, Rico's competed 13 times this year, and he's won 10 shows, and I just don't understand how he's lacking in posing. He's the top pro, but he's just not a great poser, and if he would have been a better poser, Rico would have found himself probably closer to third place. But on this date, he found himself in sixth place. Other big names of note in the show, Carl Siebert was one of the favorites coming in. He was disappointed at getting outside of the top five finish, so I had him in second place myself. He needs to bring his hamstrings up a little bit, and he bent his knees a little bit too much in the posing round as well. But I still thought with the mass that he brought and the symmetry and the conditioning, he should have placed a lot higher than he did. Like I said, I had him in second place, but I wasn't a judge. Although I was in the first row and center, Carl Siebert didn't have the judging panel that favored him, but Carl Siebert needs somebody like me on the judging panel if he wants to place higher at a DFAC show, but look for Carl Siebert to do some damage in the IFPA. I think he said he's doing the Yorton Cup, so look for him and to see what he's got going on, but he'll have a better outing, I'm sure, at the Yorton Cup. The Chicago kid, Darren Steen, flew in from the Windy City to compete, but he didn't even get a really good look. Darren, he wasn't even in the first three or four call-outs. They gave him a final look at the end, but in the end, Darren had the best conditioning I've ever seen of him. I mean, Darren usually competes at 203 pounds. He came in this show at the Minnesota Mayhem weighing in at 186. He hired himself a prep coach for the first time in Cliff Wilson. Again, if you want to do your best and be in your best condition, go to TeamWilsonDB.com. And Darren Steen was in his best condition. I've never seen Darren Steen so lean, but in this particular show, he just wasn't quite good enough symmetry-wise to place himself in the top five. His upper body doesn't quite match his lower body. His strength is his back. He's got some of the greatest arms on the stage. His biceps were unbeatable. And his back of the bicep pose, nobody had him beat when it came to back of the bicep, but unfortunately, there's more mandatory poses out there you got to win other than the back double bicep pose. But Darren Steen found himself way down towards the bottom of this particular show. I believe you're going to see Darren Steen in the Masters division, 50-plus division, at the Natural Olympia. So look for Darren Steen to have a better day on November 14th at the Natural O. Another kid that I thought should have placed closer to the top five, possibly fifth place, was Lamar Stringer. Lamar Stringer is the brother of Marcel Roberts, so he had two brothers competing as natural pros on stage. Lamar needs a lot more size to hang with the top pros, but he certainly had the conditioning and the symmetry. And these guys are finding out. You know, when you're a top amateur and you get your pro card, the physiques in the pros are a lot different than the physiques in the amateurs. So once you get your pro card, you're going to have yourself a good two-year off season or so just to be able to hang in the pros. And Marcel and Lamar both took a little bit of time off, but not quite enough. I believe you're going to see Marcel make improvements, and he's going to turn into a top pro. Lamar is going to take some more time off to put some more size on if he wants to do better in the pro division. But look for him in the DFAC amateur division. You had some standouts in there. Derek Davis won the lightweight. Eric Mickendrow won the middleweight. But it was Brian Berglund in the heavyweight class. Now, when we were 4 weeks out from the DFAC Minnesota Mayhem, when I seen Brian Berglund's name on the roster, I knew he was going to be the guy to be. He was going to be the guy that would most likely get his pro card. And it was actually Brian Berglund and Marcel Roberts competing a couple of years ago. They were going neck and neck, and Marcel Roberts just barely edged out Brian Berglund that day. But now Brian Berglund is going to meet Marcel Roberts and give him a rematch at some point, not too distant future, so check those guys out. Brian Berglund is a force, and he's going to be a good pro. And the DFAC pro division just got better. And actually, Brian got his IFPA pro card as well. So the pro ranks just got more competitive. Look for the intense Brian Berglund on the pro stage near you. The heavyweight class was the most competitive class in the men's amateurs. There were three guys in there that it really could have went a lot of ways. I don't think Brian won unanimously. I think he got most of the judges' votes, but I don't think it was unanimous that Brian Berglund won. There were a couple of guys standing in his way, Tyler Kroll and Tom Lewis. Actually, that second-place finish was probably more competitive than the second first-place finish. Tom probably had himself a couple of second-place nods as well. Tom Lewis came in. He had good color. His conditioning was good. I felt he was hanging in there, and it was certainly a dogfight, that's for sure. But in the end, it was Tyler Kroll that ended up with a second-place nod. And, of course, I knew the winner of the heavyweight class was going to come out and probably win the pro card, and that's exactly what happened. Brian Berglund was in the overall. I'm sure he got ones all the way across the board and became the DFAC's newest pro. Men's Masters, Rich Feliciano got his pro card. It was unanimous. Rich got ones all the way across the board. But Midwest Muscles' Kalen Patterson was in this class. I don't know how many shows Kalen's done up to this point, but, man, it seems like he competes every single time I go to a show. And Kalen had one of his better outings. I mean, this was a Men's Masters 40-plus class. It was stacked. It was a full class. And Kalen Patterson found himself in second place. It was pretty close. Him and Ruben Sandoval had a pretty good dogfight. It could have went either way. I don't think Kalen unanimously got second place, but he got more second-place votes than Ruben did. But second place was going back and forth between one of those two. In the end, Kalen Patterson came out on top. So check Kalen out, and you'll see him getting bigger and better as time goes on. Women's bodybuilding, sometimes it's popular, sometimes it's not. We had three women female bodybuilders in the open division here at the DFAC Minnesota Mayhem. Vera Jones came out on top in this one. A name you guys are going to recognize, you guys have heard of this guy before, he's one of the top men's physique athletes out there. In the DFAC, they call it the Men's Athletic Open Short Division. And what this is, you can wear shorts, you actually see your legs. In typical men's physique shows, the shorts are going to come all the way down to your knees. Well, in men's athletic, in the DFAC, you can actually show your wheels off. You can show those thighs off. And that's why Anthony Pagnano decided to do the DFAC Men's Athletic Division, because he's got some wheels on him. His legs are one of his better body parts. And so he wanted to do the DFAC Men's Athletic to show off his legs some, and it paid off for him, too. So he ended up getting first place in the Men's Athletic Open Short Division, and he got a win over Kwame Sefa. They just call him Kwame. Kwame's actually a really good amateur competitor himself, and he could be a pro as well. He didn't get the win on this day, but look for Kwame in the future, because Kwame's a really good men's athletic and men's physique competitor, so be on the lookout for that guy. That won't be the last time you hear either one of their names. Again, Anthony Pagnano is the reigning Natural Olympia Men's Physique Champion. He actually beat out Brandon Stewart in their heads-up battle, and they're going to be getting a rematch here pretty soon, 4 weeks out on November 14th, so check that out as well. You can also, make sure you get a hold of Leif Anderson on Facebook, because this DFAC Minnesota Mayhem is one of the top shows of the year. I mean, this is the first-year show, and Leif put a max and a cap on this show at 150 amateur competitors. He actually made an announcement a few months out that he was only going to accept 150 entries, and that's what he did too. He actually hit 150 a couple of weeks out, and he could have had over 30 more competitors if he wanted to, but he's a man of his word. He kept his word, and he said, nope, I'm not taking you. And most promoters would have taken that extra money. Most promoters would have been like, you know what, it's more money in my pocket. Go ahead, I'll accept your entry fee, but Leif turned them down. and he got 150 competitors in his first year, and he's not all about the money. He's about giving back to the competitor because he wanted to keep the show organized. He figured if he kept the show at 150 competitors or less, that he could better service the competitors in the show and keep the show more organized by keeping it at 150. He had more pros than that, of course, but as far as the amateurs goes, he cut off at 150. As far as the overall men's athletic, how do you say this guy's name? I interviewed this guy, so if you go on the Facebook page, Inside Natural Bodybuilding, type in Inside Natural Bodybuilding in the search engine box on Facebook, and you'll see all the interviews I did at DFAC Minnesota Mayhem. I interviewed the men's athletic overall winner, Chuck Wama. I got it right in the video, but when I'm reading his name, I just don't know how to pronounce it. But nonetheless, he was the unanimous winner over Anthony Pagnano in the overall, and he's going to be a pro to look for in the future as well. So the men's athletic continues to rise in popularity with guys like this. And these classes were deep. I mean, there were like 8 guys in each division in men's athletic. And not only was the men's athletic open stacked, so was the men's athletic Masters 40+. Team Wilson athlete Lee Kirkwood came back out of nowhere and took himself second place, and he was up on stage with Todd Ollian. Now, Lee Kirkwood, one time, you know what, Lee was at a show, funny story. We were at a show. Lee was not even planning on competing. Wasn't even planning on competing. He was just at the show, just kind of hanging out, having himself a good time. Lee Kirkwood, we're talking about now. And you got to have 5 people in a division in order for the first place winner to get his pro card, right? So we needed an extra competitor. And we only had 4 competitors in this particular show. So we had to get one more competitor just so we can hand out a pro card. Well, Lee Kirkwood was back there, and we said, Lee, we need you. We need you. We need you to compete. And at the drop of a dime, Lee's always in shape. He's always lean all year round. He ended up competing that day, and he placed pretty well. He got himself he beat out a couple of guys in the class. But nonetheless, Lee Kirkwood is ready to compete anytime, anywhere. At the drop of a dime, Lee Kirkwood's going to be there to make the show more competitive. So be on the lookout for more Team Wilson athletes like that. Very exciting pro. I seen Noelle Brew get her figure pro card in an IFPA show once. It was actually an NAMBF show, but she got her IFPA pro card. And I seen her get that pro card a couple of years ago. I interviewed her, and so I was very excited when I seen Noelle Brew's name on the roster, but this time she was competing in women's athletic. She ended up getting her pro card in the DFAC as well. She's bigger, she's better, she's badder, and she's going to be a pro to reckon with. So we're going to look out for Noelle Brew. She's certainly where she belongs, and I think she found her niche on the competition stage. So Noelle Brew is a name to remember. In the figure open division, Jennifer James ended up getting her pro card in dominating fashion, too. I mean, she's going to make herself a good pro, so look for that name as well. And she got a win over Sierra Brown. She was in the overall with Brittany Warner and Sierra Brown, but it was Jennifer James that came out on top in that particular show. And this show is just stacked with so many top athletes. Nonetheless, you certainly got to put this show on your radar next year if you're a competitor or even if you're just a fan wanting to go check out a show in attendance. You got to go see the Minnesota Mayhem. Look up Leif Anderson on Facebook. Bikini Open, you had Martha Happy. And, yes, that is her birth certificate name, Martha Happy. She won the Bikini Open short. Kelsey Ekdahl won the Open Medium class. And then in the Open Tall class, you had Lucienne Olsen. So Lucienne ended up getting a pro card. And also, they handed out 2 pro cards because there were so many competitors in this division that 2 pro cards were handed out. So the short division winner, Martha Happy, got her pro card, and so did the tall class winner. So that's how many competitors we had. And the bikini division, just like men's physique, bikini is the fastest growing division in not only natural bodybuilding, all of bodybuilding. Every single show I go to, bikini division just keeps on rising. So the bikini division and men's physique are both bringing competitors to the show. The one of the lights here. The judges at this Minnesota Mayhem included Riley Soule. Yeah, Rachel Hayes, she was the head judge, came all the way from the United Kingdom to judge this show. Rebecca Litcher from Wisconsin, Eugene Ring, Lenore Theobald, bikini pro, Ricky Howell, and Steve Lacey were the judges for the show. So pretty well-rounded judging panel. They weren't just local people from Minnesota. They came from the United Kingdom, Wisconsin, New York, Iowa, Missouri, Georgia. So it was such a well-rounded show. Like I said, the most well-rounded, most organized, most well-put-together show that I've seen. So that leads me to the Natural Olympia. Now, on November 14th, the week, because this isn't just a one-night event. This is a whole weekend show, okay? This is the whole weekend. This isn't even a show. This is an event is what's going on here. It's the whole entire weekend of November 14th. I'm going to be there. Go check out naturalbodybuilding.com, the Natural Olympia. is taking place, and I'm excited about this one. 3 years ago, it was in Reno. For the last 2 years, it's been in San Diego. Well, this year, it's in Las Vegas, Nevada. It's the Bally's Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. I can't wait. It's November 12th through November 15th. The Natural Olympia is an international multi-sports weekend. Go check out naturalbodybuilding.com. Competitors in this show, there's cash, there's prizes, and you can win a car in this one. I'll explain that later, but I got a very exciting guest that I want to bring your way. We're going to talk about who's actually going to be in the show. Well, we know in the men's open, or in the men's pros, we got guys like Martin Daniels is in this, Meshack Ocheing is in this, Justin Figueroa, Michael Waddington. Okay, now Kiyoshi's out. Kiyoshi's retired. Six-time Natural Olympia champion Kiyoshi Moody, okay, is out. Okay, you might see him in the future in the Masters. You never know. He's still good enough to compete in the men's pros if he wanted to. But this year we are going to see for the first time a brand new Natural Olympia champion, and I can't wait to be there. I'm going to get it all for you guys on video. But nonetheless, I got a very important guest tonight, time Jordan Cup champion. He's two-time Natural Olympia champion. He's won the Natural Universe. He's won the Team USA. He's got a whole ton of championships. We don't have enough time to name all the titles this guy's won. He's one of my favorites. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Once again, he is Philip Ricardo Jr. What's up, Rico?
Hey, Money Mike. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, sorry I took so long. That was a 23-minute introduction. Dang, I didn't realize I was taking so long. But I didn't mean to have you on hold for so long, but it's been a while since I've done this show, so I'm excited. We're 4 weeks out from the Natural Olympia. I just got the phone call that I'm going to be sent out there so I can cover the whole show for the fans. I want to get the word out, and I want to let the fans know exactly what's going on. So, Rico, not a lot of people know the news you're about to give, but let's make it official. Let's confirm what's taking place. From what I hear, Rico, you're throwing your name in the hat. You want to go up against the world's best to see if you still have what it takes to be the Natural Olympia champion. Is this so, Rico?
That is 100% true. I've already sent in my entry form and everything else, and I will be there, and I know it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be one of the toughest Natural Olympias around, especially with all the names that you mentioned, including all the guys from the top five last year. Of course, Kiyoshi's not there, but yeah, it's going to be tough, but yeah, I'm just happy to get the opportunity to step on the Natural Olympia stage, biggest stage around, and I'm also going to get my family out there, so it's going to be great.
Now, has this been your plan? I mean, did you think at one time, like maybe in the last couple of years, first of all, when was the last show you competed in?
The last show I competed in was the 2013 Natural Universe, and I won that. So that was my last show back in August of 2013.
Yes, I was there at that show, as the MC at that show. It was a very good moment. That was an exciting time. Now, since then, did you know you were going to compete again? Did you really think you were going to stay retired for good, or did you have an inkling that you would possibly compete again? What was your plan back then?
I don't think I'll ever stop competing. I really, enjoy competing, and I don't think that I'm done. The only thing I think is, I have to definitely prioritize my family and look to them to see if, it's a lot of pressure and stress on them. I have to, give my full attention to my kids and my wife, and it's not fair to them if I'm prepping, each year and show after show, along with all the other things that I have going on. So I wanted to give them a break, and whenever the time allowed or whenever the time felt right is when I wanted to come back out there and get back on stage.
Oh, you're not kidding. I mean, when you're doing a bodybuilding show, I mean, to do it right, to actually, if you want to put in all the marbles and win the show, to do it right, you pretty much almost have to put your whole entire life on hold. There's a lot of things you just have to hold back on. I mean, you're talking, if it's your kid's birthday party, you can't have that cake. If you want to go to a sporting event, like there was one time I was doing a show, I went to a Cubs game. I couldn't drink beer. I couldn't eat brats. I could, but then I wouldn't have looked as good as I did for the show that I was doing. So there's just certain things you just can't do, and you really, it's a lifestyle for sure, but you just can't fully enjoy yourself. There's added stress levels when you're getting ready for the show, and it's not only on you, it is on the family as well, because you almost have to put certain things on hold. What made you decide to come out and do the Natural Olympia this year?
Well, there are a couple of things. One, just being involved with the IMBA, PNBA. I've been promoting shows for them for the past couple of years, helping others promote, like Sharina Farguson and Tanya Penalosa. I was also told that this year I'm going to be put into the INBA, PNBA Hall of Fame. So getting that honor and having that opportunity, it gave me an excuse to go out to be at the show in Vegas. It just, everything kind of aligned. And also my kids have been doing the kids' fitness, and they've been doing extremely well. My daughter Sonali and my son Ethan, they've been doing show after show. I think they've already done about 4 shows. And because of the fact they've been doing shows, they're actually being filmed for a possible reality show. So more news will be on that later on. But because of, you know, everything kind of just lined up, and they're going to actually be at the Natural Olympia filming. So everything just kind of lined up perfectly so that my kids are competing. You know, I might as well compete, get the Hall of Fame, everything else. And hopefully I'll look the part of a Hall of Famer when I'm on stage with those great, you know, pro men. Just doing my best right now. I'm training hard, just doing a lot of different things. And I think I'm going to be hopefully surprise people with my look. And, you know, obviously I'm older now and seasoned, you know, however you want to say it. But I feel like I'm going to bring a really good package this year and kind of do something different than I've done in previous years.
Yeah, because you pretty much, because you've done some guest posings. You stayed in somewhat, you know, you're always, at any given time of the year, it seems like you're only 8 weeks off from the show. You never let yourself go that far to where, I mean, you're always within striking distance of competition stage weight, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I agree. And I try to stay within, like you said, the 8 weeks, at least of guest posing condition. But I know for a show like this, it's a whole new level. You know, I can't be guest posership. I have to be, you know, definitely peaked to the max and be able to, you know, stay on stage because, as you know, and you've already mentioned, you know, at the PNBA, they look for the size, you know, so you have to be kind of that prototype like Kyoshi was when he won his six world titles. They've got, you know, Michael Waddington, who finished his runner-up. He's got size, too. He's like Colossus. You know, we've got guys like Martin Daniels coming in, Marcus Jefferson, who, you know, plays second to Meshack, and, you know, a bunch of guys last year that came from the UK and Australia and all over the place. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a very stacked class. Just getting into the top five is really going to be a challenge and, you know, a victory that can happen. So I'm just going in there. I'm going to just bring my best, and it's going to be off to the judges.
Yes, you know, I know I cover all of natural bodybuilding. I've been covering it pretty heavily for the last 5 years or so. My favorite organization is the PNBA. I think they've been doing the most to grow. They always favor mass. Traditionally, the PNBA favors their mass. I like the mass in the PNBA. And you're going to go up against guys like you just mentioned. You know, Martin Daniels, of course, he's massive. Meshack's got a ton of muscle. Michael Waddington and Justin Figueroa certainly no slouches. Marcus Jefferson is one of the ones to watch. He's a good up-and-comer, and every dog has his day. So Marcus Jefferson could certainly disappoint a couple of those guys as well. You know, but, yeah, and you're known for your conditioning, but you also got the size as well. So you got the best of both worlds. So what's your plan of attack going in? You're not going to lose any of your size. You've probably done that before. We've gotten so conditioned you had to sacrifice some size. But this year your plan, I'm sure, is to keep as much size as possible. PNBA, that's what they're looking for, as well as the guys you're going up against. So what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head, you know. And, of course, anyone can say, oh, I'm doing this, I'm in my best, and this and that. And, you know, it depends on what you look like on stage. But I definitely feel this year, I've, like I said, tried things differently. Got some good help and support from others to help me, you know, find a balance to keep my size and still come in condition. And being in shape has allowed me, obviously, to get in that really good condition that I usually bring to the stage. But, you know, the key is to be full. I can't be flat at all because then I'll be dwarfed by the lead guys like the Martin Daniels and the Michael Waddingtons. And even, you know, Justin last year looked incredible. When I saw him, I was really impressed with the physique he brought to the stage. He was full. He was very lean, and, you know, he's just got those tremendous legs. So anybody at any given day, you know, you have to have a little fear in your heart to kind of spur you on to train harder than ever. And, you know, I use that motivation from these great pros to make sure that I'm at my best. And like you said, knowing what you have to do to be successful in the PNBA, I got to bring that this year. So I'm going to bring it, and I've been really focused. I've changed a lot with my diet, my cardio, and everything. And my goal is to really, you know, show all the fans that I've put in a lot of work for this show and putting everything out there, and hopefully it all pays off.
Yeah, you nailed that one right on. You can't come in flat at all. You're going to have to keep your fullness because going up against guys like Martin Daniels and some of the other guys that are the best in the world, you're going to get all the fullness you can get. But you certainly have shown in the past you got the mass, you got the conditioning that it takes to win a big show as a Natural Olympia. I'm excited about this. Fans, number 12th through the November 15th, Las Vegas, Nevada, Bally's Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. Get your tickets. Who will be the next PNBA men's champion? The pinnacle of natural sports, the Natural Olympia. International Multi-Sports Weekend is taking place. Check it all out at naturalbodybuilding.com. A lot of good sponsors there. Let's talk about your sponsors for a second, Rico. You still got Body Evolution in your back pocket?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Body Evolution, I can't say enough of those guys. They're family, and, you know, for all these years that, you know, we've had Inside Natural Bodybuilding and known me, and, you know, I've been on the radio show time and time again. They've always had my back. They still have my back. Despite all the things, you got highs, lows, you know, tragedies and victories and defeats. And they've been by my side, I've been by their side, and that's what a true family friendship is all about. And can't say enough about those guys. I just got through talking to them, I think, about a week or two ago. And, you know, they're actually going to be coming out to help me at the show, you know, to cheer me on. They don't really have a lot of athletes this year just due to the fact that it's in Vegas and there's a, you know, a few other things going on, but they're definitely coming out to support me, my head sponsor and best friend, Jason Hansen, Craig Bitten, David Edgel. They're all going to be coming out to support me. And it means a lot, you know, to have that kind of support from them, you know, not just the supplementation and things like that, but just having, you know, those guys who are there to tell you, you know, I have your back and we believe in you. And they've always believed in me. I believe in them. And, you know, they're great friends and family to my family. So it's going to be a fun time. Like I said, I'm bringing my wife and kids, so it's going to be fun. I'm going to be rooting my kids on. I'm going to make sure that I'm ready. But like I said, the Body Evolution, I'm going to stick with them for life. And, you know, I really believe in their products. I don't have to worry about anything with the water testing because their products are, you know, water approved. So life is good. Life is good.
Yes, definitely. The Natural Olympia is going to be webcast viewed in 84 different countries. This is the largest natural event in the world, fans, so you can't go wrong with this place. There's a VIP experience package for $299. Check it out at naturalbodybuilding.com. It's going to include a weekend pass to all the events, plus the mixer. Like I said, this isn't just a bodybuilding show that takes place on a Saturday. This is a full-fledged event. They got a mixer that takes place at the beginning of the weekend. There's an award brunch that takes place the day after the show with all the athletes, the award ceremony, the Hall of Fame induction, all that good stuff. This is going to get you a backstage pass, autographs, photo offers, all that good stuff for $299, so you can't go wrong with that. NaturalBodybuilding.com. Let's talk about your show. I mean, you've competed all over the place. You've done pretty much every single organization out there, but you are the PNBA family. That's always been home to you. Now you're a promoter in the PNBA. Let's talk about the Legends show, and you've been doing that for a couple of years now. So let's talk about what's going on with that and how that show went this year.
Yeah, the show was awesome. I think, you know, we've had a whole bunch of super shows throughout all the different organizations. Obviously, you've already seen Cleveland Thomas versus Meshack in one show. And then at my show, you know, the big surprise was seeing Martin Daniels. And, you know, seeing him up close and personal and getting a chance to talk to him and seeing him on stage was not only a huge treat for me and the fans, but just motivation. So that just shows you the level of my show, how it's increased just in 1 year of quality competitors. We had 8, you know, great pros. And, of course, Martin took the title at that show. And we had some, you know, great female figure competitors, bodybuilders. It was just a great show, lots of prizes. And I think people are really getting to know that the PNBA, ABA, IMBA is now on the East Coast as well as the West Coast. And I think each year it's going to keep getting bigger and bigger. Next year we're going to hold it in July. And I'm just glad to be a part of the organization and give back and you know, support Demi and Diana Kakos because they've supported me for all these years and support natural bodybuilding. Of course, my show is not as big as the Natural Olympia, which is the pinnacle and having every country, you know, known to man out there in a four-day event. But for the East Coast, it's definitely a great show for anyone that's looking forward to competing and having every single class that you want. You know, we have Angels, Bikini Divas, you know, you name it, you know, Inc. Division, Kids Fitness, Physically Challenged. You know, we've had a lot of people that did our show and had a lot of good opportunities come up. So it's growing here on the East Coast. I'm glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about the PNBA and Denny and Diana, there is no other head of an organization that spends more time dedicating themselves to their promoters more so than Denny and Diana. I think they're at a show every single weekend. I mean, I thought I went to a lot of shows, 15 or 20 a year. I think Denny and Diana are at like 40 or 50 shows a year, it seems like. Every single weekend, they're always supporting their promoters. You don't just promote a show on the PNBA and have no help. Denny and Diana are always right there with you, helping you promote the show or do whatever they got to do. They'll fly wherever they got to fly to help you out. I'm sure. I'm not positive, but were they at your show? I'm sure they were, right?
Oh yeah, they were.
They're at every other show.
Both years,
I mean,
they were at every show. And the funny thing is, like you said, they are everywhere every single week. They came to my show, and at the same weekend they had a show, because obviously I'm on the East Coast. They had another show in Washington State, so cross country, and you know they had their their kids who were also part of the organization that helped with all the business aspects and stuff, and they were helping out Sikona Tufano over there in Washington State, and they had a great show. So two great shows on opposite coasts happening on the same day, and then a month later, Tanya Penalosa had her show here in Virginia Beach, and once again they flew down here. That's a show that I guest posed at, and Tanya's show was ridiculous. She just gave away so many prizes between watches, rings, crowns, jewelry, free airplane tickets. It was just bananas how everyone just was awarded for just, being on stage. She just really knew how to treat the athletes. So, I know Lee Fanderson, he had a great show, and I look at him as definitely probably one of the promoters of the year. But, we do a great job as well, and we're stepping up our game and trying to do our best for the PNBA on the East Coast. But Denny and Diana, they are just unbelievable. The frequent flyer miles they must have is ridiculous, because they're all over the place. I don't know how they do it. They're tirelessly everywhere supporting the sport.
Well, I'll tell you what, actions speak louder than words, and their passion certainly shows, because every single weekend they're always somewhere helping the promoters out. And like I said, I cover every organization out there, all of them, and I don't see the heads of any organization more dedicated to their shows, more so than Denny and Diana. And I'm just saying that's how the PNBA rolls. That's just how they do it, and it's going to be no different the weekend of November 14th in Las Vegas, Nevada, the biggest show of the year, the most highly anticipated show of the year, the most competitive show of the year. And not only I've been saying for the last few years that the PNBA is the fastest growing organization out there. Well, now they're the top dog, and they got the biggest, baddest, best show of the year in the natural O. And if you see this show on your live webcast or in person, you're going to see why. Like I said, this isn't just some show in a high school auditorium. It's an event that takes all weekend long, and they always get back to the competitors with the brunch after the show and the mixture and everything else and the prizes, and they give bottles of champagne to the winners and all kinds of just cool prizes and the top prize money, WADA testing. They truly give back to the competitor. So
don't forget a car
too.
What
else is new, Rico? in the car. Yeah. What's going to happen? I mentioned that at the beginning of the podcast that there is a car, and that I think when they started giving out the car for the prize, that's when the natural O started taking notice with all the competitors in the sport, and that's bodybuilding, figure, and bikini, because no other organization gives a car out. So how this works, fans, is all the winners of each pro class puts their name into a hat. And so once you win your pro class, you put your name into a hat, and then somebody from the audience, usually a little kid or somebody like that, draws the name out of the hat, and whoever's name is drawn wins the car. A couple of years ago, it was Bryce Cleary. Last year, it was Anthony Pagnano that won the car. So it's a big deal. It's pretty cool to do that. I think Kiyoshi's got a couple of cars in his driveway. Nonetheless, that could be you this year, Rico. So we'll see what happens there.
Nice.
Yes, I would say. So it's going to be exciting with having the family there and all that good stuff. And you'll let us know about the reality show that might be taking place. What are the news you have for us, Rico, before we put a cap on this podcast?
Really, I think we've covered everything. Like you said, the Natural Olympia is such a huge show. People don't realize how big it is. I have a bunch of friends that want to go to Vegas to check it out. It's just like the Olympics, and I know that, Denny and Diana, as we've already talked about, they're pushing so hard with the WADA testing and IOC and everything else to get natural bodybuilding into the Olympics, and they're creating new divisions and, we're talking to all the Olympic committees to try to really get that going. And when you go to the Natural Olympia, kind of like we were talking about, it is such a huge event that it reminds you of the Olympics. You got every single country represented. I can't even name how many countries are represented at the show. And then each division, for the first, second, and third place will get a gold, silver, and bronze medal and have their national anthem played. Yeah, it's just a great experience. And like I said, I'm really excited about it this year. I'm just really happy and looking forward to doing it, and I'm glad that my family's going to be there with me.
Oh, it's a ridiculous event. Fans, check this out. I mean, usually the prize money in the past, I'm not sure what it's going to be this year, but typically it's been $4,000 to the winner, and then the top few places get prize money thereafter that, and that's how that gets dispersed. And I'm sure it's going to be somewhere around the same kind of prize money this year too. But the kicker is competitors fly in from Australia, New Zealand, Greece, Ireland, Italy, and other countries just to do this National Olympia. So if competitors are flying from other countries, that says something about the caliber of show that the PNBA Natural Olympia has become. I mean, there's competitors that are willing to drive across state lines to do a show, but we're getting competitors flying in 14, 16 hours to compete in the Natural Olympia. And it's not only for the prize money. It's not like, they're flying, you know, for good prize money and all, but also the prestige of being able to say that you're a Natural Olympia champion in any class you decide to compete in. So if the other competitors are flying in from other countries, that says a lot about what the PNBA is doing. So if you're a competitor listening to the show right now, the INBA, PNBA is the organization you got to take notice to, and it's my favorite organization, and it's who I'm covering the most. And I love all the organizations in natural bodybuilding, but I've been covering the sport heavily for 5 years. The INBA, PNBA is where it's at. Check out naturalbodybuilding.com. Big show coming up. The biggest show of the year is coming up November 12th through the 15th. Las Vegas, Nevada, Bally's Hotel and Casino. It's going to be all there. Rico, do you have one last word to say before I hang up on you?
I just want to be thankful to God. Thank you to my sponsors and of course, my beautiful family. I'm so happy they're going to be going with me. Thank you to you, too, for putting on this podcast and keeping Inside Natural Bodybuilding going, because the fans need to know what's going on out there, and for you to let them know that this Natural Olympia is going to be a huge show. Hopefully that will get them to get into the podcast and get the live feed and everything else, because it's going to be something to definitely behold.
Yes, it's certainly a show that you don't want to miss. It's going to be webcast viewed in 84 countries, the largest natural event in the world, the pinnacle of natural sports. Natural Olympia International Multi-Sports Weekend is taking place November 12th to the 15th, Las Vegas, Nevada, Bally's Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. I will be there on Thursday night, fans. So if you're there, be sure to introduce yourself to me, naturalbodybuilding.com. Fans, this is Rico, and I'm Mike Newman. You're listening to Inside Natural Bodybuilding, and we are out of here.
Peace.